Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're setting up a $100 million challenge grant so that Mayor Booker and Governor Christie can have the flexibility that they need to implement new programs in Newark and really make a difference and turn Newark into a symbol of educational excellence for the whole nation.
That was Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg back in September when he appeared with Newark Mayor Cory Booker and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on Oprah and announced that $100 million grant in the hopes that Newark could become a national symbol and a national model. On more than one occasion, U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan himself has said the country is watching Newark. And as Duncan tours the city schools and meets with Mayor Booker today, the city and the state, which actually controls Newark's school system, are grappling with several questions. How to best use the $100 million? How to close a $75 million gap in its budget for this year? And how to improve the performance of a school district where only half of the students currently graduate from high school in 4 years? As the first $1 million of the Facebook grant were allocated last week to five new alternative high schools, the school board was not happy about which schools got the money first. The talk in Newark's school system turned to division and allegations of secrecy and unfairness in the allocation process. If everyone is really watching Newark, they might also be scratching their heads. Joining me now to talk about the effect of the Facebook grant in Newark is Barbara Martinez, who covers public education and wrote this up the other day for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So Jeff Zuckerberg made that announcement in September, about half a year ago now. Where is this first $1 million going, and why is it creating such controversy?
Well, what's really interesting is that the plan for these five new high schools was started even before Zuckerberg came on the scene. This was started by Dr. Janey, the previous superintendent, who Chris Christie basically showed the door to a few months ago. This is all in the works. This is not Zuckerberg money that caused it to happen. And all they did was say that they were going to give some startup money to make it easier for these new schools to operate. But there's so much suspicion about this money, about outside donors, that it immediately took a life of its own, and people are really concerned about this money.
What would the school board prefer? We've got these five alternative high schools being funded, all of them new: Bard High School, Early College Newark, Sakigun High School for Civic Engagement, Newark Leadership Academy, Newark Bridges High School, and Newark STEAM Academy. But the school board says the older schools needed the money more. State officials overruled them and supported this allocation.
Right. Well, what's important to note is the advisory board is just that. It's advisory. It has no teeth at all. So the state can do what it wants. It would be ideal to have an advisory board that is in sync with the state, but that didn't happen. I think what the advisory board was saying, there were some people that were against giving money to these schools and creating new schools rather than focusing on the schools that we have and trying to fix those. But I think the big issue there was a communications issue. I don't think that the advisory board members that would have normally been pro giving this money to these schools understood what it was all about, and so they made their vote based on being sort of in the dark. And that's been a criticism, is that people feel that this is not a transparent process, that they don't have enough information, and so they're just going to say, throw their hands up and say no, because we don't understand it.
Anyone affiliated with Newark schools listening right now, Newark educators, Newark public school parents, call in and tell us what you think about this first controversy so far. Would you rather see this $1 million go to existing public schools that have problems and need money to fix their problems? Or would that be throwing good money after bad if these are failing schools or very troubled schools, and you'd rather see some new seeds planted, as with these five new high schools? What do you think? If you're a teacher or other educator in the Newark public school system, or if you're a parent in Newark of a public school child, 212-433-WNYC. You know, I think on these school vacation weeks, teachers are more available to call in and parents are probably less available to call in. But whichever group you're in, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 as we talk about this with Barbara Martinez, covering education for The Wall Street Journal, as Arnie Duncan, the U.S. Education Secretary, tours the Newark schools today. Meanwhile, here's a clip of Governor Christie from that same appearance on Oprah with Zuckerberg from Facebook and Mayor Booker.
Mayor Booker is going to be the point person, our lead guy in Newark in helping to develop this entirely new plan of how to reform the education system in Newark and create a national model. I'm empowering him to do that. I'm in charge of the public schools in the city of Newark as governor. I'm going to empower Mayor Booker to develop that plan and to implement it with a superintendent of schools that we're going to pick together.
So there you go. And how's that empowerment of Mayor Booker going? Zuckerberg set a condition of the grant that he wanted Mayor Cory Booker to be in control of the money. But technically right now, it is Christie who has control because there was a state takeover of the Newark schools.
That's right. So Booker has no control over the schools. But he and Governor Christie apparently, or it has appeared very publicly, and I don't think there's any reason to doubt that it's not true in private as well, they're joined at the hip in terms of their ideals on education reform and the things that need to change in the system to give poor kids a chance at a better education. So, in essence, Christie has deputized Booker to be his eyes and ears on the ground. Also, Newark is waiting for a new superintendent, and that person will essentially report to Christie and Chris Cerf, who is the education commissioner. But I think the powers that be are all aligned in what needs to happen. The real pickle that Booker is in is making sure that the people inside of Newark can go along with him, because when you have the amount of dissension, the amount of parochialism that is in a place like Newark, that can really get in the way of making the kind of fantastic changes that they really want to make.
Now, at the end of the clip that we just played, we heard Christie say that he and Mayor Booker were going to work together to pick a new superintendent. Governor Christie fired the former superintendent, Clifford Janey, last summer. Now it seems the announcement about his replacement will come sometime in May at the earliest, after 9 months. How's that going?
It's very curious. We're not really sure what it tells us. Is it possible that no one wants to step into Newark? That there's this issue of who is your boss? Is it the mayor? Is it the advisory board? Is it Chris Christie, who it has great ideas about education reform that there are people out there who would love to do, but he's also kind of been called a bully, and is that really who you want as your boss? So what's unclear here is it that they can't find anybody to take the job, or they can't find anybody good? It's an interesting question. It may also be that they're just waiting for the advisory board election, which is April 27th, and not wanting to name someone before that happens, just to help smooth the way for the new superintendent.
By the way, listeners, just for a second to digress and hark back to our last segment on Donald Trump, pretty active conversation has broken out on our politics website. It's afreecountry.org around that. So just letting you know that it's going on in case you want to join the Trump talk at itsafreecountry.org. You'll see it there right on the homepage. We continue for another few minutes with Barbara Martinez, Wall Street Journal public education reporter, as we talk about the Newark public schools. And then we have Caitlin Kelly standing by, who left journalism for a time to work in a mall. And now I guess you could say she's come back to journalism because she's written a book about that experience. So we'll take calls from mall workers and others coming up in just a couple of minutes. But here is a parent in Newark, and it is Kevin. Kevin, you're on WNYC. Thanks a lot for calling. Kevin, you there?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Kevin. What do you think?
I'm more or less with the NAACP.
Which is?
Then they filed a Open Records Act to try to get the information about the emails between Zuckerberg, Christie, and Booker about this $100 million.
What are they looking for?
Well, we're trying to determine whether it's legal or not, first of all, and then to determine who are the donors. All this stuff has been held in secrecy by the mayor, and we think that that's definitely not going to happen in a city like Newark, who has a long history of struggle around educational issues.
Are you afraid that the money is going to be used for ill?
No, we just think it's going to be directed to charter schools, which is part of the agenda of Mr. Booker and Mr. Christie, and not spread around the district, particularly to the older schools and the schools in most need.
Kevin, thank you very much. And it's not just the agenda of Mr. Christie and Mr. Booker. It is overtly, Barbara, the agenda of Mr. Zuckerberg, who voiced his preferences when the grant was first announced for more charter schools and for merit pay for teachers. Now, not to debate charter schools and merit pay again right here, but does this raise a question about private donors being able to direct public policy?
Well, and that is a really, really important issue in Newark. And I think some of the donors might have a sense of grandeur that you just put in a bunch of money and get the reforms that you want. The real job here is for Booker to be a Geronimo and be able to convince people that he's not just going to apply what Zuckerberg wants him to do, that he's out there, he's listening to parents, he wants to get their feedback, that he doesn't want to plow through reforms that are already thought out in his head or Christie's head, but they are trying very hard to have people feel like he's bringing them along with them. That is incredibly difficult to do in a city like Newark.
Sandra in Newark, you're on WNYC. Thanks so much for calling. You're a teacher?
Yes.
And?
And my concern is that the money that is allocated for Newark should be spearheaded by someone other or in addition to Zuckerberg. As far as Chris Christie's concerned, I have my doubts. How can you send back $400 million to Washington, D.C., and still say you care about the progress of the children? We need more computers, and yes, we do need repairs in school, and we do need an overhaul, but I do believe that when you send back $400 million and you say you care about children, I'm sincerely doubtful.
You're talking about the $400 million in the Race to the Top application that got denied?
That's correct. And not got denied, but Chris Christie didn't fill out the papers right or something to that effect. It's still going around like in a coil. However, with someone with so much intelligence, they should have been able to handle it in a different manner, other than sending it back when we need so much.
Sandra, I'm just curious, as a teacher, do you have an opinion about whether this first million should go more to troubled schools that need an infusion of money or to plant new seeds with these five new high schools as they're planning to do?
I think that it could be allocated in both directions.
There's a good... You're ready to be the Solomon of the Newark public schools. Sandra, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Have a happy Easter break.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And before you go, Barbara Martinez from the Wall Street Journal, why is Arne Duncan touring the Newark schools today when it is Easter break?
He's talking, and maybe because the teachers will be available to come talk to him. It's a town hall meeting. We expect there to be a lot of teachers there. He wants to talk directly to teachers, and he wants to hear from teachers. And Cory Booker will be there, too. They're talking about Teach, an organization and a campaign to get more high-quality teachers in the classrooms. And it's an opportunity for teachers, I think, to come out and talk about that.
All right. With no messy schools in progress at the time. Barbara Martinez, Wall Street Journal reporter covering public education. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, Caitlin Kelly on her experience of leaving journalism to work in a mall. Stay tuned.